of many important cells that are microscopic compartments that are found in the membrane. While cells themselves are microscopic, they contain even smaller subcompartments inside of them. These subcompartments are known as organelles and contribute to many essential functions for the cell's survival. One amazing aspect of our cells is that they are the smallest thing in nature that can reproduce themselves. The mitochondria are an aspect of many of our cells, also known as a powerhouse. The cells that contain mitochondria can convert protein, carbohydrates, and fat into energy for the body's survival. The mitochondria organelles are found in every human and animal and are utilized to produce 90% of the energy that is required for survival. Without the mitochondrial cells, we would be unable to live. Yet these cells do not only keep us alive, but they also aid in breaking down waste, recycling waste, and produce necessary chemicals. The mitochondria have an important role in preventing tumor growth and cancer, and are even targeted in some anti-cancer drugs because of this. This is because the mitochondria can cause old cells, which could become dangerous components of tumors, to die and decompose. This allows new healthy cells to grow in their place. The mitochondria use a process called oxidative phosphorylation to effectively convert the food you consume into energy needed to survive and support the brain and organs. Yet, this process requires a lot of oxygen, and if there is not enough, the mitochondrial cells will be unable to function. This means that when a person has a stroke or a heart attack, the oxygen is restricted in either the brain or the heart. The lack of oxygen in these important organs prevents the mitochondria from converting energy, leading to cell damage or even death. Even if the oxygen returns to the area, the quick return will cause the cells to be overwhelmed, triggering the production of cancer-causing free radicals. While the mitochondrial cells can either use fat, carbohydrates, or protein for fuel, it will prioritize carbohydrates. This means that any time you eat sugar, potatoes, grains, or anything else that contain carbohydrates, the mitochondrial cells will convert them before any of the protein or fat. There are multiple reasons as to why the mitochondria prefer the carbohydrates, and therefore, glucose. Firstly, because carbohydrates can be converted into energy more quickly than either of the other fuels. And secondly, the body is only capable of storing limited quantities of carbohydrates. After the carbohydrates are converted into glucose, it is stored in the liver and muscles. The remaining amounts of glucose must be transmuted into lipids, or fat, and stored as body fat. Therefore, in order to prevent from needing to convert glucose into lipids, and to get the quickest form of energy possible, the mitochondria make use of the glucose before other fuels. This may not seem like a negative, but glucose is not the most efficient fuel source. Fats, also known as lipids, are the most efficient source of energy. Not only that, but the human body is unable to produce healthy fats, such as linoleic acid, on its own, making fats an essential portion of the human diet, unlike carbohydrates, which the body can function and thrive without. A few of the necessary functions of dietary fat is helping the blood clot in a healthy manner, aiding in brain development, and controlling the levels of inflammation. While fats may take longer to digest, we are enabled with many bodily functions which help us healthily process them. For instance, under our tongue, we have a gland which will release the enzyme lingual lipase, which then splits the molecules in the fat. After we swallow the fats, and they eventually arrive in the stomach, they are further digested by being combined with gastric lipase, constantly being churned together with the muscles of the stomach. Once the process is complete, the globules of the fat are emulsified and transformed from large to small. Once the lipids depart the stomach, they reach the small intestines and continue to be emulsified with bile that is released from the gallbladder, specifically for this purpose. Once they are broken down into even smaller molecules,